Hey everybody, welcome back to Imagine. Today's episode is based on a talk that I attended last night with Dr. John Townsend. He spoke at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest. Dr. John Townsend, I didn't know this, but he's really into self-help, personal development, neuroscience, but all through a Christian angle, which I really thought was fascinating. And at the end of the talk, he gave us all, if we stood in line and waited for it, kind of a SparkNotes version of his latest book, which is called People Fuel. I'll have the Amazon link in the description below. But in People Fuel, it's broken out kind of in the following. And then afterward, and I'll tell you how it's broken out. But then he actually went ahead and signed it to me. So that's kind of cool. I really appreciated that. So the basic premise goes a little bit something like this, and it's not really something I'd thought of before. So in a lot of religious teachings and spiritual teachings, et cetera, you have the Bible, you have prayer, meditation, which is really a vertical connection to truth and God and center and an energy source, getting energy from God. But he describes that there's a second kind of energy source that we're not really looking at. And I'm going to compare it to something that Mark Timig actually told me, is that God works through other people. So others, the will of God and the will of prayer and the universe working in your favor is coming through the energies of different people. Because they are the conduits of this energy and this purpose and how everything is kind of working in our favor. Life is happening for us, not to us or against us. So Dr. John Townsend describes that there's this horizontal layer, which is the people in your life. And then there are people that are a drain. So if you leave having lunch with them, you just feel sapped of energy and like you had to give so much just to continue to be in that relationship with them. And there are also people that are like batteries, like they're charging you up. And that's because they're giving you what he likes to call relational nutrients. Similarly to how we have all these types of nutrients that we need for our bodies, even though, you know, I'm drinking some soda right now from a delicious Carl's Jr. lunch. I'm trying to get healthy. But I keep going back to good old Carl's Jr. Those onion rings are fantastic. That's for another time, though. He breaks down these relational nutrients or these totally like positive things that we need, because in our day-to-day lives, we're normally giving out 95% of our energy to other people who. And we're giving them the nutrients they need, but for us to ask for the nutrients that we need, that's a little bit more complicated because we feel guilty for some reason asking for what we need, which is actually wrong, because if you're opening up and asking someone to help you, then they actually are most of the time privileged to help. They say it's their honor to help. They want to help. They're actually happy that you reached out. And this is kind of the curse of the modern day leader, where you feel that you have to continue to give of yourself. But it is okay to ask people to come into your world. And an example that Dr. John Townsend describes is a mother whose daughter is having a hard time, and the mother is like giving her daughter advice. You're smart, you're talented, and stop being so sad. And this really isn't working for the daughter, but the daughter's father, the daughter describes her relationship with him. They talk all the time. It's great. And so, the mother asks Dr. John if, he would help his daughter. He would help her daughter. Wow. This is a little bit confusing. But, okay, and the way he describes it is, when you're trying to give your daughter the encouragement that she needs, she's not feeling it because she's basically at the bottom of this well. She has all the problems in her life as a teenager. Things are going on. And you're basically shouting from the top of the well down saying, why, you know, why are you down there? Come back up. But she's not really connecting with that because you're up here living your own life and she's down there. So his analogy is to invite people into the well. So what her father was doing and the reason why they connected so well is he was willing to get on her level. And in this case, come to the bottom of her well and then stay there, hold her, tell her everything's going to be okay, give her what she needs until she's comfortable climbing out of the well herself. Now, in order to do that, and to do that for other people, there are four quadrants of relational nutrients. These are the things that you need, and these are what you need to give to other people in order to find more balance in this particular area. Quadrant number one is to be present. So, and to be present is to, one, deliver acceptance, which is to connect without judgment. The second one is attunement, is to respond to what another is experiencing or to actually get into their well and be on their level. That's really important. In the Tony Robbins world, they call it building rapport, which is to match their energy and to kind of come to wherever they are in order to lift them back up. A third way to be present is to give validation, which is to convey that a person's experience is significant and not to be dismissed. Another way is identification. This is where you can share your similar story that maybe have a happy ending from what they're currently experiencing. Another is containment, is to allow the other to vent while staying warm without reacting. This is really important. And comfort, which is to provide support for someone's loss. That's all in quadrant number one, which is to be present. Quadrant number two is conveying the good, finding the silver lining. The first part of conveying the good is affirmation, which is to draw attention to the good, to find the good in every scenario with that person. Encouragement, convey that you believe in someone's ability to do the difficult. Sometimes the answer we don't want to hear is that we have to do the hard thing, and that's the hard thing about hard things. And respect is another one, which is to assign value, hope, provide reality-based confidence in the future, forgiveness, which is to cancel a debt. I'm assuming that means forgiveness, you know, that kind of debt is both emotional, financial, et cetera, being willing to just let that go. And I would think that the ultimate forgiveness is emotional forgiveness, because when you're resenting and not liking someone, the hardest thing for you to do is to forgive them. But it's also the most beneficial and opening and freeing experience to forgive, because it puts you back into control of your own feelings while healing that pain. Because if we're in resentment, it's just like this toxic thing that lives inside of you that grows into a ball of dark energy that sucks. It just does not feel good at all. Speaking as someone who has held on to a lot of resentments and grudges, don't be me. All right, and then celebration, which is to acknowledge a win, both cognitive. What does that mean? I'm assuming that's kind of a weird typo or whatever, but celebrate. Not many people celebrate enough. It's okay to feel proud of the accomplishments. It's not to continue to beat yourself up if you haven't got $1 million. Like, you know, if you get small wins, celebrate them, even if you haven't hit the bigger goal, because it's like, I'll relate back to the Tony Robbins world. It's the art of fulfillment. It's not a science. It's an art, which is to feel that fulfillment requires like being present and recognizing when things are going right and seeing those daily miracles. Third quadrant is to provide. I did four, but I actually meant three, is to provide reality. The first way to do this is clarification, which is bringing order to confusion. Another way is through perspective, which is to offer a different viewpoint. Another way is through insight, which is conveying a deeper understanding. Another way is through feedback, which is to give a personal response. And another way is through confrontation, which is to face someone with an appeal to change. Now, we don't typically like to confront people. A lot of us have a fear of confrontation, a fear of being confronted, and a fear of confronting others. But this causes us to live sort of out of integrity with our beings and ourselves if we really truly need and have a need to say something to another person that instead we're so worried about hurting their feelings that we just keep it inside forever. And this is once again is going to fester like a toxic virus inside of our souls. And it's just no good. Now, the fourth quadrant is my favorite, which is call to action. Calls to action are to give some advice, recommend an action step, provide some structure or a framework, help show them the challenge, strongly recommending a difficult action. Sometimes the best advice that we need is that someone tells us that we need to do the hard thing that we've been putting off. And development, which is to create a growth environment. And finally, service, which is to guide engagement to giving back. As Tony Robbins says, the secret to living is giving. And this is a very pervasive theme across so many self-help, religious, spiritual guides, etc., etc. And the reason why it's repeated 100,000,000,000 times is because it is true. When we're giving, we are activating a part of our humanity inside, or activating a part of our soul. And we're exercising an extremely important muscle, which then helps everything come together. We are very tribal creatures and very tribal beings. And the further we go into isolation and selfishness, the further away from that true core happiness that we really want to feel. So there you have it. I'm ordering the book People Fuel. I'm going to read it. I'll give you a review. So far, I love the concept of giving out a sort of a synopsis of the book, a very helpful tool, and then actually providing an autograph. And in order to get this, he asked for my email address, which, once again, really brilliant marketing. It's kind of weird to ask for people to buy your book at a church, but it wasn't weird to ask us to give us our data in exchange for an autographed thing that we didn't have to pay any money for. So now we kind of feel this, you know, once we're presented with the opportunity to buy the book, once I get an email or something like that, I'm going to be way more compelled to actually go ahead and make that purchase and read through it. So I think there's a little bit of a marketing lesson here as well. Well, there you have it. That was today's brief episode. Wanted to share this experience with you. Hope you got something out of it. Please like this video, subscribe if you're getting anything from this channel whatsoever, and keep that imagination going. Don't let anybody tell you that your ideas aren't good. Just give them a shot. Take care.